Item 4, from the Superintendent, House of Correction, requesting authorization to execute a contract with Justice Point, Inc. for electronic monitoring unit services from May 30th, 2013 to December 31st, 2013. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
All right. Supervisor Rainey, you have a question right away? We'll get it out there so he can answer it as part of his presentation.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Hey, and as I said a moment ago, you mentioned the growth and the success of the EMU program. Can you just please share some of those success stories with us?
Well, what I can, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, what I can tell you is that we anticipated that we would have roughly around 100 inmates on EM, and that was just as we projected. Actually, it turned out that we were up to over 200. We've had as many as 235 inmates on electronic monitoring. As of this morning, we actually have 207. So in terms of it has been a success program. Our compliance rate has been 99.8, which is outstanding with the amount of people we do. We attribute that to we do a very rigorous screening program to make sure that the people we put out are going to be successful on the program. We also do not tolerate violations. We address those as quickly as possible. In part with this, what you're looking at today, just to expand on this, there's a two-part. When we originally anticipated, back in May, the funds were released for me to start up this program. In early June, I entered into an MOU. We anticipated that we'd be spending less than $100,000 of the money that we projected for the program for this year. As it turns out, now we're projecting that amount will go up to $250,000. That's why we have to bring it to your attention for your approval. The other part was my mistake. When I entered into the MOU, I did not have it reviewed by Corp Counsel, Risk Management, and DBE before entering into it. Quickly learned that that was not the proper procedure, so we had it reviewed by Corp Counsel, DBE, and Risk Management. They approved it, and so now we have to get your approval to enter into this agreement, even though we're doing it a little bit later. Quite frankly, the vendor, Justice Point, has been providing this service since June, and they haven't been paid yet.
Is there a representative from Justice Point here today?
No, they're not here today, no.
Thank you, Mr.
of a technicality. I assure you that won't happen again in the future. We've learned of the process. At the time, I had just taken over and didn't have the resources to make sure I was doing everything correctly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, Mr. Hafeman, I know that you are new and your finance person is new, and I guess you hadn't heard, but the whole retro payment comes out of both your wages and her wages. So I don't know if that was part of any kind of interview.
Well, I'd have to talk to my fiscal budget manager. I'm fine with that.
Oh.
No, not really.
Move approval.
Supervisor Stetskunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Hafeman, is this the kind of thing that was put out for bid at all?
This one we did. It will be put out for bid for 2014. The reason we didn't put out for bid for 2013 is one of the tasks that was given to get this program up and running. So when we had the transition team prior to taking over the House of Corrections, we developed this. We came up with a couple of strategies, and this strategy was to piggyback on the Justice Point because they are already providing the services for pretrial inmates, and they were able to come up with a figure that did not require me to add additional staff, but was actually very cost effective. So we went with Justice Point as a sole source.
Okay. So then, since it's October of 2013, you must be in the midst of putting this out for bid for the 2014 contract.
Correct. It will go out for bid for 2014, correct.
It hasn't gone out yet?
No.
So when do you think, how long is this process going to take, and when would this committee have input on looking at that 2014 or however 1 year, 2-3 year deal?
We will get it. I believe we have to have everything in by November 1st to get it into you by December. I don't know if we'll get to that process. If we don't, Justice Point is willing to do a month by month as we put the bid in. So my guess is you will get it right after the first of the year.
I'm not picking on Mr. Hafeman, but it just seems in my short time here that, you know, we have an awful lot of contracts dropped on us after the period has already started, and then our committee and our board is told, my gosh, you have to approve this today or the sky is falling. And it just would be great if we could have some of these contracts kind of done before they start and we have some input maybe on the front end as opposed to just being told that it's an emergency and we have to vote for it after it's all said and done. So.
Okay. other questions on the item? There is a motion for approval by Supervisor Borkowski. I would ask, there's a mention in the report about the other costs and the interrelationship with the absconder unit and other things. Since last week, have we made any, has there been any progress on the partnership with the sheriff's office to their stated willingness to pick up people if in fact there's a warrant issue?
Well, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, there's a couple of issues. Number one, sometimes it doesn't take. Sometimes a warrant can we can put out a temporary warrant.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that we haven't had to do that all but a couple of times when we've done it. The sheriff has not responded. The information we have is he will not pick up those individuals until there's a warrant issued by the court. That can take weeks or months before we actually get that warrant issued. As far as an absconder, when we get an alert that somebody has cut their bracelet or is an escape, we determine it's an escape, the sheriff is not willing to assist in picking those individuals up at this time, and he has not notified us that he's willing to do it in the future. That's one reason why we entered into that agreement. We get support from the district attorney's office for providing that service.
Have you ever picked up the phone and just called the sheriff and asked him to do it on a specific case rather than this idea? I'm kind of sick of hearing from him that, an underling contacted an underling and this is why we're not responding or something. But that aside, as juvenile as that is, have you ever specifically requested it?
When I first was appointed, I twice requested to meet with the sheriff, and both times I was told the sheriff would not meet with me, nor would he talk to me over the phone.
Okay. All right. Thank you. The motion is for approval by Supervisor Borkowski.
On the motion to approve, Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Roderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
All right, thank you. Item 5, please.